Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, action, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, I have missed that crackling fire. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It is so exciting to be back with you on Spark Radio. And, of course, with a frog in my throat. It is springtime in the Northern Hemisphere. Well, March 1st. And it's been beautiful weather in the 40-degree Fahrenheit range. So being out without a jacket and enjoying sunshine has been a wonderful opportunity. And I want to also take a moment to share and acknowledge those amazing people of the Ukraine who are working to keep their country intact, to protect their families and friends, and sending lots of prayers and positive energy to the Ukrainian people. So with that said, it is March 1st, as I mentioned, and it is Brain Awareness Month. It is Women's History Month. There's a lot of exciting things happening in the month of March. And we will be having special focus on the brain on our March 16th show, because that is Brain Awareness Week, is March 14th to the 20th. And it's an opportunity to learn some more about that amazing organ in your head, how to get it to work for you and with you, rather than against you. We'll be sharing some really fun and cool resources to boost your brain power. We are also lining up some wonderful guests to share with you their strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge, because there's so much exciting new developments in so many fields and so many possibilities. And so I am excited to bring those to you through Spark. If you have questions, you would like to participate in the call or on the podcast with me, as my wonderful introduction by my husband shared, our call-in number is 347-215-8390. I also am excited about some new projects and programs just about ready to come off the launch pad with my company, Brain Bonanza, and the new membership program. Well, it's actually an expanded membership program, is my Superwoman Sanctuary for overwhelmed, overworked, underappreciated, exhausted women who are struggling in private because they think everybody else has it together. All the other women just seem to be doing everything and doing it well and feeling like failures because they just can't seem to get it together. And I created the Superwoman Sanctuary because the reality is most women that I know, including myself, at one point was feeling just those things. You know, trying to be everything for everyone, take care of everyone, to work, be a mom, be a wife, volunteer, have leadership roles, and was just exhausted. But it looks like everybody else was doing fine. So the Superwoman Sanctuary was created to provide a place for women to drop the cape, to be supported, celebrated, to learn, to laugh, to get ideas and resources, to learn and grow in a group of other women who really, really have each other's backs. And it's an exciting space, and I'm excited about the changes that we're launching to expand the program to provide even more resources. So stay tuned for more about my Superwoman Sanctuary, as well as some exciting things ahead, especially this month with the brain, still my passion, the brain, the mind, and learning, and supporting my clients to optimize their brains and minds and maximize their success, both in one-on-one coaching as well as group coaching, and also training. I will share I've got some exciting training coming up. This month, we've moved some things to April, and I have a Best Brain at Work 20-minute webinar coming up, I believe, on the 20th, and I will share information about that as well. And well, that date doesn't sound right all of a sudden. I'll have to check. So I will let you know about that. I do believe that's a free webinar through a community college here in Iowa. Train the Trainer, brain-friendly training delivery is my day of that two-day training here in Iowa. It's coming up in April. And so a lot of exciting things are coming. And in times where there's a lot of stress, we're coming off the pandemic, there's still a lot to be aware of around COVID. Things are better, which I'm very happy for. Yes, I had COVID touch my life with very severe illness in family and friends, death as well. And so my heart goes out to all those who have suffered through and been touched by COVID. So we're adjusting to a new normal, which I'm beginning to think that word normal is just a word in the dictionary, true of life. Continuing to change, continuing to grow, dealing with whatever comes our way. And the more that we can find in those, in the darkness, in the challenge, we can find still something to be grateful for. Begin to shift from the survival, from threat in our brain, which fires off the fight, flight, or freeze response, and we are emotionally hijacked by the amygdala in our brain. And it's a good thing if we're being chased by a lion to have that kind of a response, but when it happens more often, and it does to many of us, from a variety of real and imagined threats, our body is challenged to function at its optimum levels. So the same with our brain and mind. So to find the moments in our days when we can focus on beauty, on gratitude, and to find some moments of peace, even if they're brief. I was listening to the Science of Healing Summit today and listened to, well, actually a session that was recorded yesterday by Greg Braden, and he was talking about his book, The Wisdom Codes, and the power of words and intonation particularly. And he shared a prayer about beauty, that the Native Americans count beauty as one of the natural forces of the world. And how often do we miss beauty in our lives because we're focused on all the things that we have to do, and we spend so much of our time being human doings rather than human beings. And what we can, beauty can be things we see, hear, smell, taste, touch, feel. And so if you take a deep breath and close your eyes and imagine something of beauty. If there's not something immediately around you that you can see, could be from a memory. The first time I held my son, the day we picked him up from the hospital, he's adopted. That is such a beautiful, beautiful moment, beautiful memory that I go back to. And it elicits so much joy and so much love, but that's a memory that can really shift my mental, physical, and emotional states. So what is that memory for you? Or is there something in your environment, a piece of artwork created by someone you love or yourself, that elicits joy? a painting, a piece of furniture that was built by, in this case, my husband's grandfather. We have a chair that's an oak, solid oak chair that's beautiful that he built. And so maybe there's some emotional relevance, meaning, attachment to something. Right now I'm looking at a bookshelf that his father built, my father-in-law built. It's in our dining room here. And the love and the craftsmanship that went into that, to building that. So what is it that you can find in your day? Moments where you can take a deep breath, or two or three. Close your eyes and remember a beautiful moment, or see something of beauty. Because even in the midst of trouble and suffering and struggle, there's a ray of light. And when we focus on the ray of light, the darkness is less scary. When we focus on the beauty, it changes us. And when we are in a more positive and healthy state, an emotional state of gratitude, of love, of joy, then we impact the vibrational energy of the world. That's my belief. And research also looks at heart rate variability. That was another session today that I was listening to, and how our hearts can align when we're together, and the positive impact that we can have. And it's just, it's fascinating. And yet, it's not the kind of research that's making the news. It's been going on for decades with heart coherence. Heart rate variability is a measure, but coherence, when we are in a space of really focusing in our heart, and there are neural cells, brain-type cells, neurons in the heart, neural cells. So we have a heart brain. We also have one in our gut neural cells. So there's so much that the general public is, it doesn't make news. And I'm a brain junkie, have been since I first learned how to read, probably when I was 4 and a half, maybe 5, and became fascinated with learning. And I had great teachers. My mother, who taught me to read, when my friends all got to go to kindergarten and I had to wait a year. My birthday fell in December. So even though I was ready, oops, too bad, had to wait. So when I started kindergarten, I already knew how to read. And the rest of my class, it was a vivid memory of reading a book to my kindergarten class. And my friends were just amazed that I was reading. And learning's been easy for me ever since. And I learned memory strategies that I now teach to others. I thought everybody knew them, and I discovered when I was in college they didn't. I got that from an amazing science teacher, Mrs. Jeanette Ruprecht in middle school. Taught us all those wonderful strategies. When our 10-year-old brains were blown away when she told us we had to memorize the periods of the Paleozoic era of Earth history. And that's overwhelming to adult brains, but to 10-year-old brains, oh my gosh. But she taught us a story. And I'm going to share that with you now. It's a great memory tool. And we were sitting in our fifth grade classroom, and we were doing projects, which I loved because it was creative, and to choose one of the periods of the Paleozoic era. And she said, well, I'll tell you how you can remember all of them in order. Of course, we were really excited about that because, whew. So she pointed out Chuck. Now, Chuck was the shortest person in our class. He was a very, very short young man. And so she said, I want you to imagine that Chuck is back in prehistoric times. And he's really, really hungry. And so he decided that he wanted to have some mammoth. And so he was sitting down and he was starting to eat this delicious mammoth. And it was perfectly preserved. So here's how you remember. Chuck ordered some delicious mammoth, perfectly preserved. And the periods of the Paleozoic era in order are Cambrian, Ordovician, Silurian, Devonian, Mississippian, Pennsylvanian, and Permian. And yes, I did that from memory. First letter of the period, the first letter of each word of the sentence. COSDMPP. And with the visual imagery of little Chuck sitting there with a giant mammoth in front of him and his fork taking a bite out of this perfectly preserved mammoth on a plate, was enough to help those 10-year-old brains, including mine, to remember those periods in order. And yes, there were specific events that happened in each of those periods. That I'm not so clear on, but I can tell you the names of them because of the power of story. Our minds and our brains are designed to remember story. You might have learned something for your job, some process or sequence. Doesn't really have anything to do with survival. And it's often hard to remember. Now, an episode of a sitcom doesn't have anything to do with survival either, but you could probably tell me what happened on the last sitcom you watched. Character names, locations, story arc, because it's rich and interconnected and relatable in context, and it's visual and auditory, and so it's very, very rich. Stories are like that with our brains. They engage so much real estate, quote unquote, a lot of different parts of our brain at a time, which makes memory easier. And stories were the first ways that humans passed on information. So whenever you're in a situation where you want to remember something, you want to help someone else remember something, using a story, making it visual, engaging senses, makes it easier to remember. Because our brains, ladies and gentlemen, really don't care about some of the stuff we try to remember. Because the brain's primary concern is survival of the individual and survival of the species. And so when you are looking at survival and a process at work, now, it may keep you alive if it's safety related, but most of the time it's not. Our brain really cares about several questions. Can I eat it? Because I need food. Will it eat me? Because that's a survival impact. And can I mate with it? That's survival of the species. So those are the primary things. Oh, there is one more. Have I seen it before? Because recognizing patterns can also keep us alive, because there's a place where someone steps and they disappear. Your brain goes, let's not step on that funky looking thing. May not understand what it is or why it happens, but we learn that certain things are dangerous or certain things are pleasurable. We look for patterns. So most of what we are asked to learn, what we ask students to learn, ask our children to learn, isn't survival related. But we make it memorable with stories and pictures and colors and emotions. So that's my memory strategy tips for today. Include those pieces, stories, tips about what the brain doesn't care about and what it does care about. So if you can use something like an acrostic, which is what I taught you with the first letter of the words of a sentence and the first letters of a list you have to remember. I used that when I was teaching. This story is so funny. When I was teaching biology, I had a class called zoology, and they needed to remember the life cycle of a worm. And it was invertebrate zoology. And so I taught them memory strategies, and I encouraged them to make up their own. And before the test, I always invited them to share any strategies they came up with to remember things, because it might help each other. And as these two students were sharing their acrostic for the life cycle of this worm, in the door walks the 6'5", very stern principal. And they didn't see him at first. As they are sharing with the class, center point students try oral sex daily. The other class students saw him, and when they turned and saw him, they got so a color red that I don't think I've seen in a human being since. So not only did that acrostic help them with keeping the phases of that life cycle in order, but the emotional intensity of embarrassment and fear, thinking they might get in trouble for what they said, which it turns out the principal didn't hear everything they said, so that was okay. But man, I will tell you that every student in the class got that life cycle right in order. So it absolutely makes a difference when we tell a story and when it's intensely emotional. There's some feeling that goes with it. It's why we tend to have flashbulb memories, our amygdala, whether it's intense fear, intense joy. I remember the details around the day that I held my son for the first time. So those are the kind of sparks that you can enjoy, can learn here on Spark. And I explore a variety of topics with a variety of guests. If you go back through some of the many podcasts from previous years, we've had quite a hiatus in the past years. I'm excited to be back on a regular broadcast again. So if you would like to reach me, you can either comment here on Blog Talk Radio. You could send me an email to brainbonanza@gmail.com, and I'll put that in the show notes. That website is being revamped right now, so it's offline, as is the Superwoman Sanctuary launch site being finished up right now. So as I said, a lot of changes happening in the month of March. And rather than waiting for all the ducks to be in a row, wanted to get back on the air to connect again and to hopefully invite new listeners as well to check out previous segments from authors, from researchers, from everyday people. And I look forward to bringing you more exciting sparks in the weeks ahead. Thank you so much for investing some time with me, taking a walk through some sparks to ignite a positive change in your life. And if you are interested in being a guest, or if you know someone you would like to hear an interview with, please let me know. And we'll then see if it's a good fit, or I will reach out to people either in the subject area that I know, or some new connections. There's an author that I love who's got a new book coming out. I'm hoping to be able to share an interview with her this month. We're working that out right now. And so thank you. Thank you for being here with me on Spark. Thank you for being open to new learning and new ideas that can help you grow and expand your mind and the opportunities that you have to enjoy this life. And finally, thank you so much for making a positive difference in the lives you touch as only you can. So, until next time, stay safe and choose to create an amazing day. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.